This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel at the start of a Middle East tour aimed at shoring up the Gaza ceasefire. He will face the same obstacles that have stifled a wider peace process for more than a decade, including a hawkish Israeli leadership, Palestinian divisions, and deeply rooted tensions surrounding Jerusalem and its holy sites. The 11-day Gaza war killed more than 250 people, mostly Palestinians, and caused widespread destruction in the impoverished coastal territory. Blinken is expected to focus on coordinating reconstruction without engaging with Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who are considered terrorists by Israel and Western countries. Tens of thousands of people were evacuated Tuesday in low-lying areas of two Indian states and moved to cyclone shelters to escape a powerful storm barreling toward the eastern coast. The cyclone Yaas is set to turn into a very severe cyclonic storm, which sustained winds of up to 177 kilometers per hour. That's according to the India Meteorological Department. It is expected to make landfall early Wednesday. It is coming amid a devastating coronavirus surge that complicates India's efforts to deal with 10 days after another cyclone hit India's west coast and killed more than 140 people. The European Union agreed Monday to impose sanctions on Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest an opposition journalist, reacting to what EU leaders called a brazen hijacking of the Ryanair jetliner flying from Greece to Lithuania on Sunday.